Okay, so I was maybe 15 years old, scrunched into a metal folding chair for a Saturday morning youth church service. I don't want to be there. I do not want to be there. I don't want to be there, but there I sit, waiting. The youth pastor prowls the front of the room, pacing back and forth, pacing. Then the second the clock hits 10, he starts in.
You kids are running around in the most dangerous place in all of modern history.
Grand Rapids, Michigan? The most dangerous place in modern history? He glares at some of the young ladies.
But these girls out there, these young girls with their tight, tight skirts on and their harlot's makeup, and they're shaking their cakes at you when you walk by. They shake their cakes at you. I see them.
Shaking their cakes? What are cakes? Who's shaking them? Please let me know where these cakes are being shaken.
And that's why the church's own apostle, Herbert W. Armstrong, wrote this book just for you.
Like a magician, he tears a sheet off the table, and there they are. Brand new stacks of this dark, angry-looking book, which he then proceeds to hand out to us, one by one. Only then do I see the title, The Missing Dimension in Sex. No. Missing Dimension in Sex? I already know the missing dimension. The missing dimension is me. That's the problem.
And I expect everyone to have read this book by next Saturday.
1 week. Understand, I do try to keep up on church teaching. I really do. But I can't conflate two things that don't belong together. I can't think about sex and God's chosen old cabbage head red-eyed apostle at the same time. I can't do it. I can't. I take the book home. I place it on the shelf. And the next week, when the youth pastor asked me about it, I say, it's a fantastic read. I tell him it really inspired me to do like he said to do and do that a lot. What was the question again? When I move out of my parents' house, they sneak the book into the trunk of my car. When I move abroad, some joker hides it in my luggage. Once, I leave it at my brother's apartment behind his couch. But when I get home and open my refrigerator, there it waits next to the orange juice, mocking me. A book I have never cracked. And finally, today, as a grown man, I can safely say on Snap Judgment from PRX and NPR that I never will.